You may find this difficult to accept, Lady Ori, but your trials have been a necessary step in cementing you to our cause. As you found today, having no other options makes even menial labor desirable. Sever one attachment and others become more viable. It's a harsh method, but one that has been used by both the Order and the Aramari family over the centuries to great effect. I refrained from saying what I really thought of that effect, and covered my anger by taking a sip from my wine glass. I thought you people were opposed to the Order's methods. Oh no! Only their recent change in doctrine. In most other ways, the Order's methods have been proven by time, so we adopt them gladly. We are still devoted to the ways of the Bright Father, after all. I should have known what that would set off.
In what way?
Shiny asked suddenly, startling me in mid-swallow.
Does attacking the Tempest's children serve him?
Silence fell around the table. Mine was astonishment, so was Saruman's. Date's? That I could not read. But he put down his fork.
It is our feeling, he said,
his words ever so slightly clipped,
that they do not belong in the mortal realm, and that they defy the Father's will by coming here. We know, after all, that they vanished from this plane after the God's War, when Tempest took exclusive control of the heavens. Now that his control appears to have, slipped, the Godlings, like rebellious children, take advantage. Since we have the ability to correct the matter.
I heard the fabric of his robes shift. A shrug.
We do as he would expect of his followers. Hold his children hostage, said Shiny,
and only a fool would not have heard the kindling fury in his voice.
And kill them?
Saruman laughed, though it sounded affected.
You assume that we, why not?
Date, too, was coldly angry. I heard some of the servants shift uneasily in the background.
During the God's War, their kind used this world as a battleground. Whole cities died at the Godlings' hands. They cared nothing for those mortal lives lost.
At this, I grew angry myself.
What is this, then? I asked. Revenge? That's why you're keeping Madding and the others?
They are nothing, Date snapped. Fodder, bait. We kill them to attract higher prey.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't help laughing. I forgot.
You actually think you can kill the Night Lord?
I heard, but did not think about Shiny's swift intake of breath.
I do indeed, Date said coolly.
He snapped his fingers, summoning one of the servants. There was a quick murmured exchange, and then the servant left.
And I shall prove it to you, Lady Ori.
Date, said Saruman. She sounded concerned, annoyed. I could not tell. She was Aramari. Perhaps Date's temper was spoiling some elaborate plan. He ignored her.
You forget, Lady Ori. There is ample precedent for what we've done. Or perhaps you don't know how the God's War actually began. I assume that you, having been a God's lover.
I became acutely aware of Shiny. He sat very still. I could hardly even hear him breathe. It was ridiculous that I felt sorry for him in that instant. He had murdered his sister, enslaved his brother, bullied his children for 2,000 years. He had so little concern for life in general, including mine and his own, that more deaths should have been meaningless to him. And yet, I had touched his hand that day at Rolla's memorial. I had heard the waver in his steady, stolid voice when he'd spoken of the Night Lord. Whatever problems he had, however much of a bastard he was, Shiny was still capable of love. Madding had been wrong about that. And how would any man feel on learning that his daughter had been murdered in imitation of his own sins?
I've heard, I said uneasily.
Shiny kept silent.
Then you understand, said Date. Bright Tempest desired and killed to obtain that desire. Why should we not do the same?
Bright Tempest also embodies order, I said, hoping to change the subject. If everyone in the world killed to get what they wanted, there would be anarchy.
Untrue, Date said. What would happen is what has happened. Those with power, the Aramaei and to a lesser degree the nobility and priests of the order, kill with impunity. No others may do so without their permission. The right to kill has become the most coveted privilege of power in this world, as in the heavens. We worship him not because he is the best of our gods, but because he is, or was, the greatest killer among them. The dining room door opened then. I heard another murmur. The servant was returning. Something flickered, and then abruptly, a silvery, shifting gleam appeared in my vision. Startled, I peered at it, trying to figure out what it was. Something small, only an inch or so in length, oddly shaped, pointy, like the tip of a knife, but far too small to be used that way.
"Ah, so you can see it," Date said.
He sounded pleased again.
"This, Lady Ori, is an arrowhead, a very special one. Do you recognize it?"
I frowned. "I'm not exactly into archery, Lord Date." He laughed, already in a better mood.
"What I meant was, do you recognize the power in it? You should. This arrowhead, the substance that comprises it, was made from your blood."
I stared at the thing, which shone like God's blood, not quite as bright, and stranger, a moving, inconstant swirl of magic, rather than the steady gleam I was used to. My blood should have been nothing special. I was just a mortal. Why would you make something from my blood?